Good afternoon, folks, and welcome back once again to another edition of the Come Out of Her, My People show. I'm your host, Mark Collin. As you know, this is a show where we talk about a number of aspects of that admonition. It gets repeated several times in the Bible, but certainly Revelation 18:4 is one of the easiest to find and most dramatic, where it says, come out of her, my people, so that you do not participate in her sins. There are other translations that put it slightly differently, but you know the concept. And therefore, hopefully, do not partake of the plagues, all of which are increasingly obvious, undeniable, and they're here. So what I want to do today is give you the title of this show up front. It's about saying the obvious, but maybe the unsayable, right out loud. And in that respect, I want to call it Boeing, the poster child for collapsing empire. And I hope if you've been paying attention, you recognize just how emblematic Boeing is of so many things that are gone wrong with a nation where the word D-I-E, die, is ever so apropos. Diversity, inclusion, and what, exclusivity or exclusion of whites or exclusion of those that are not politically favored. The point is, the whole concept of die, and they don't spell it right, as you know, but it has replaced things that used to be called, well, competition, quality, things that were the result of people being selected because they could do a job. Now they're selected because they tick the right boxes. They have the right sexual behavior or proclivities, or maybe they just hate the Bible the way that the people that are writing the rules do, or the whole concept of truth, justice, and the American way. Again, there are so many things about this that are just so incredibly, unbelievably wrong, but what's interesting is they are literally destroying the system, and that is where I want to focus today. So with that on the table, again, Boeing, the poster child for collapsing empire. Let's talk about a couple of stories. I have talked about these. Others have as well. I hope you've heard them. But if not, they bear a quick recap. There was a whistleblower, a fellow named John Barnett, who basically was a quality manager in Boeing's Charleston plant that makes the 787 Dreamliner, or at least puts them together. I don't know that they actually make them, and that was part of the problem here. And he basically came out with some pretty damning testimony, whole lot of indications about how Boeing was cutting corners, literally using defective parts, recycling parts from the junk bin. They were signing off on things that shouldn't have been signed off on. And he has been participating, well, up until he was arc-incited, there's the word. He allegedly committed a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the hand. At least it wasn't multiple gunshot wounds to the head. But as you know, the term arc-incite is ever so appropriate. Even the Daily Mail had to put self-inflicted in quotes because this thing was so stinking suspicious. And again, it came just shortly after the man had testified and had issued warnings concerning the incredible failures to provide quality workmanship in Boeing's 787, and of course we have the 737 MAX series airplanes that have kind of a reputation for falling out of the sky or parts falling off or doors blowing off or whatever the case may be. He said workers were under pressure and they were deliberately fitting substandard parts and that the brass were sweeping the defects under the rug to save money. The FAA has revealed that the firm failed a whopping 33 out of 89 audits during an exam of 737 MAX production. There's a whole lot of information here, but that's kind of the beginning of the story. Turns out that the warnings were prophetic. A 787 experienced a mid-air technical event on Monday this week, injuring 50 passengers. Barnett said that he believed both the models, the MAX series and the 787, were ticking time bombs. There was actually a story out of Al Jazeera that they came in and interviewed a number of employees on the line at the 787 manufacturing plant there, and a majority of them, I don't think it's a statistically significant sample size, but a majority of them said they wouldn't fly on the plane that they're building. And as the whistleblower said, this is not a 737 problem, this is a Boeing problem. And he asked the question. Yeah, the FAA went in. They did some inspections concerning the door panels, the one that blew off on the 737 a while back. But what about the rest of the airplane? What's the condition, he said, of the rest of the airplane? And it was that reason, that concern, that led him to file the lawsuit against the firm. Back in 2012, he said, Boeing started removing inspection operations off their job, he said to TMZ just before he was arc-incited, recalling his time as a quality overseer at the South Carolina plant, and he said it left the mechanics buying off on, in other words, signing off on their own work. Well, that is when it gets signed off on at all, because here's another story that came out today. And by the way, folks, this is just the last few days. This has been going on. We've seen a collapse in the integrity and the ability of various American companies, but Boeing is probably emblematic because it's also a major military contractor, was at one time the foremost provider of commercial aviation aircraft on planet Earth. And I remember hearing a story out of the Airbus, the EU consortium, when it was new, that they said the question that they started to ask as they were putting their company together was, what would Boeing do when it comes to quality control and processes and doing things right? Well, that was a long time ago, obviously. Anyway, the aerospace giant, says a piece from Zero Hedge, has been under regulatory scrutiny following a string of safety-related incidents since the beginning of the year, but really they go back to 2019. Two of its 737 MAXs fell out of the sky like overpriced deadly paperweights. We'll skip to the latest snafu, that door that blew off in flight. Well, no, that's not actually the latest. There were several more this week. Multiple other incidents, including a cracked cockpit window, bolts missing on a wing, various, more than one, wheels falling off during takeoff, and at least two incidents of engine fires in flight, resulting in emergency landings and a bunch of things that, shouldn't happen. And I guess maybe Boeing's excuse is, well, wait a minute, all the pilots are poked anyway. You can't count on them to keep the plane in the air regardless. Maybe we'll blame them and the Zyklon. No, they're not going to do that either. Isn't that funny? They're not going to blame the workers on their own assembly lines that probably had to take the Zyklon B. I guess what I'm saying is, you look at the situation here, folks, and you ask yourself the question, what happened to the whole concept of, I'm from the government and I'm here to inspect your planes and make sure that you're safe to fly? And in fact, I've got another story. This is again from the Daily Mail. They have, in wake of mounting concerns about Boeing's safety, travelers are increasingly anxious to avoid flying on anything that has the word Boeing on it. If it's Boeing, we ain't going. And they've got a website that says, here are some of the major airlines that do not fly the 737 series. But wait a minute. Well, what about the 787? What about some of the others? Back to the piece here. On Wednesday, the pressure mounted on Boeing, and now the latest is the following. This is unbelievable, folks. It's a pure coincidence of the Jeffrey Epstein kind, no doubt. Boeing told the Transportation Safety Board, let's see, this is NTSB chairwoman Jennifer Homendy, that, no, we're not going to provide you the information about that door that blew out. The security camera footage showing the work being done has been destroyed. How? I guess these people should work for Congress. Hell, they'd be right at home on the January 6th Select Committee. Good grief. This is stuff that you would think, folks, if we had a concern about aviation safety and putting planes together that don't fall out of the sky and that actually represent American quality, oh, come on, what a joke, that they'd be concerned about. Anyway, they deleted the security camera footage showing the work being done on the door that just coincidentally blew out of that Alaska Airlines 737 MAX in January. But wait, there's more. The NTSB chairman talked to the CEO. She said, we want to know who performed the work to open, reinstall, and close the door plug on the accident aircraft. Not only did they erase or overwrite the video, Boeing is, quote, unable to find the records documenting this work. Now, you know what, folks? As a fellow who had an airplane for years and years and flew it, and I'm somewhat familiar with aviation paperwork, I'll tell you what, you don't have the records on your plane, you're not airworthy. And worse, you may be in a whole heap of trouble. All right, they are, if the FAA doesn't really care too much about pilots being injected with deadly drugs, they are really, really concerned about the paperwork. So somebody's ought to have their you-know-what hanging from a shill here. Anyway, they're unable to find the records, and not only that, get this. The Washington factory, Renton, Washington, where the panels removed, the identity of the crew member that worked on the panel not only remains unknown, but Boeing actually told the NTSB, quote, that they would be unable to provide a statement or interview to NTSB due to medical issues. Now, I got to ask it. Is that because the transgender employee here is out, you know, having their penis removed or something like that? Or is it some other kind of a medical issue? Remember, the FAA wants to hire invalids and people who are medically unfit to fly, but I guess they can be air traffic controllers. Some of this would have been a joke a few years ago. And, yes, it needs to be lampooned properly. But, again, the point here is, we have seen a place in this country where things that used to be, well, understood. When it comes to airline safety, when it comes to building things right, when it comes to quality, there's the right way and there's the wrong way and there's the cheap way and there's the way that shouldn't be done. But competence should be at the top of the list, along with things like quality and performance. What matters now? DIE. Political correctness. We don't give a damn if the plane falls out of the sky, as long as the guys that were working on it are properly transgendered and have the right attitude about your sexuality. Oh, yeah, and they hate the God of the Bible, too. I guess you could say when it comes to quality and competence, who, why? DEI. They don't care. There's a lot more here. And this article goes on to note, yep, now we're seeing whistleblowers up and commit suicide before they can say too much more. We have Congress critters like William R. Keating, who just managed to sell Boeing shares on February 28th before a lot of the bad stuff came down. Is anybody else not surprised by this? We shouldn't be. And I guess what I want to do is start there with Boeing. Again, the poster child for collapsing empire. Let's remember, of course, Boeing is not only one of the major, if not the major, commercial aviation airplane manufacturers in the world, has been for a long time. We've seen an industry that's had lots of change and acquisitions and mergers and so forth, but Boeing has kind of consistently been at the top of that heap. Now what? Well, we also have a military that has a major reliance on Boeing products. At least once upon a time, they used to be made in America. There have been so many things that your host as a pilot has been watching with concern. Critical parts, critical sub-assemblies, critical things that would have once been mil-spec'd that are now being spec'd from China that don't meet mil-spec, as it turned out. There was a big scandal a few years back about what are called AN bolts that are supposed to be high-performance steel. And if you know anything about the bolts, they're very critical. They meet high standards. The steel is spec'd, and it must meet the rigorous breaking strengths and all that kind of jazz. Turns out that a lot of these bolts were coming in from China. They didn't. They were fakes. And if they blow off in flight, hey, is there a problem? You know, we expect that kind of crap from the communist Chinese. But I guess now that they've taken over the White House and much of the United States, we shouldn't expect it from America anymore. And therein lies part of the rub. Now, where I want to go next are a couple of things having to do with, the American military, which seems to have a problem as well. And I'll start with this story. This is one that just came out today. If you haven't heard about it, I'm sure you will. West Point. Used to be West Point was a respected military academy, right? You had people like Robert E. Lee that graduated from West Point, most of the major army generals throughout most of the wars in this country's history. People like Patton and so many others. The motto, by the way, that was at least on the front of the building and that was part of the West Point tradition came from a speech that was delivered in 1962, I believe it was, by General Douglas MacArthur. And he said this about the academy and about, some concepts that have fallen into disrepute. The long gray line has never failed us. Were you to do so, a million ghosts in olive drab, in brown khaki, and blue and gray would rise from their white crosses, thundering these magic words, words that West Point no longer gives a damn about. Quote, duty, honor, country. Well, here's the story. The military academy at West Point has dropped that motto, duty, honor, country, from its mission statement. And veterans, those that actually were once proud of having served their country and graduated from esteemed institutions like West Point, are now, they're fit to be tied. Let's put it as politely as we can. And guess what? Get this and read it and weep. The new superintendent of the no longer great military academy, Lieutenant General Steve Gilland, said that the words duty, honor, country, which no longer matter, are going to be replaced with the term Army values, which I guess means LGBTQ, rainbow flags, and any kind of crap that passes muster in the Biden-Fuhrer regime. Are you angry yet? Are you recognizing, hey, wait a minute, there's more to this than just getting angry about a military that's been dumbed down and gutted and destroyed? And that's what we're going to talk about here as we go through the rest of this. Yes, the military is also push and die as opposed to fight and win battles and actually pretend to protect the country. They don't even do that anymore, right? We have an invasion going on. It's not just Texas now. It's been extended, the Biden invasion, into Florida, where the Coast Guard is actually helping Haitian mass invasion troops coming ashore by boat into Florida, to the point where DeSantis has called out various military there and State Patrol and others to try to fight off the invasion that's coming across all over the place from Haiti. They are literally freeing people from the prisons as Haitian leadership departs and the whole country falls into, I guess, more continued civil war and decay and so forth. Haiti's coming to America. Haiti's coming to America, folks, and that's the bottom line here. And it looks like it also is being aided and abetted by the Coast Guard, which has been told, oh, yeah, don't stop these people from coming ashore. If their boat capsizes because it was built to Boeing standards, bring them on ashore. We'll just put them in the pile with all the other invaders. And by the way, they include not just people that are escapees from various prisons and Venezuelans as well. No, they include cannibals, it would seem. There are lots of stories on that front. So nothing to see here. Move along, move along. Where's the military? Not defending the shores. That's for blankety blank and sure. All right. A couple of other things that I think are ever so important to point out. For example, the big deal about the budget here of late. And the budget for the U.S. military, according to the latest estimates and the bills that hopefully will not get passed, $886 billion to fund the military. People are saying, well, that's not enough. Well, wait a minute. How much of it's going to be wasted? How much is going to be sent for substandard parts to communist China and other places? It ain't what it used to be. The point is, this is an interesting number. The budget and the U.S. debt basically blows up to the tune of newly printed money. Ready for this? You've probably heard the number, I hope. $1 trillion about every 100 days. They blow through a trillion bucks every 100 days. Well, that's three military budgets plus in a year, and that number is going down. In other words, the number of days that it takes to rack up another $1 trillion of fiat money is going down. So who cares about the military budget, right? We're blowing it like there's no tomorrow. And we're not getting very much for it, obviously, not when it comes to defending the border or producing munitions. There was a story that you may have heard about all the 155 millimeter munitions that literally got blown through in a matter of days. They were shooting them off in Ukraine to the tune of 7,500 of these mortar shells per day. Turns out that the production, even if they're trying to ramp it up, is a tiny fraction of that, about one-fifth per day that the U.S. can manufacture to what was being wasted in Ukraine every single day. Now, guess what? Those mortar shells aren't available to defend the southern border. Not that they would have done that with them anyway. There are some other things that I think are kind of interesting to just look at on the military and breakdown front. Undersea cables. An undersea cable that has a whole lot of fibers in it, maybe 1024 fibers in the outer cable, has to have a specialized ship on board when it gets cut. Well, as you probably know, the Houthis off the coast of Yemen have cut four of these things in recent time. And these ships that take and repair this are extremely expensive. Four of them would take, if it took one ship 1 month to repair one cable, would take about 4 months. There are more of them available, but guess what? The owners say, why would I want to send my ships into that particularly deadly strait and have my who knows how many hundreds of millions of dollar vessel destroyed? You can keep your fibers. Russia is the only country on the planet, evidently, that has a submarine which can go to the area underwater and do the repairs. The United States, of course, hasn't bothered to invest in that. And there is so much more. You probably heard about the bill that would say, if you come in, if you're an illegal alien, maybe you're a cannibal rapist, and you come across the border, and the Coast Guard brings you ashore in Florida, and you make it on in, hey, why don't we sign you up for the military? You can go be a colonel. Hell, you can work for Lloyd Austin, and you'll feel right at home. And then you can be a U.S. citizen afterwards. You can serve your country as a cannibal rapist. Folks, are you getting the picture yet? I look at all of this and I'm thinking, I've got 8 pages here just of notes of all of the things that are going on that you say, I can't believe this. Boeing is really the poster child, but the U.S. military kind of puts Boeing to shame when it comes to massive DEI or DIE on a huge scale. And, of course, what are we seeing there? Well, guess what? They can't meet their recruitment goals. You probably heard that, right? They're getting rid as a result of that because they've fallen so short, especially the Army. No more duty, honor, country. No surprise. But you can go and get your LGBTQ training and your, put on a pregnancy vest and pretend you're a cross-dressing female colonel or something, maybe with a little bit of a fuzzy outfit on. The U.S. Army has announced they're going to get rid of 24,000 jobs while they increase deployment to the hell holes of the world, anywhere except the southern border or Florida. And if that sounds strange, consider that, again, they are destroying the integrity of once great institutions like West Point. They're telling people that if you want to come on in, you're not going to have a good job. Matter of fact, if you're white, we don't really want you to come. There was a DOD survey. Here's another interesting tidbit. DOD survey of will people sign up for the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. Only 9% of young Americans who could qualify to be active duty, even with the low bar, remember they keep dropping the IQ requirements, the health requirements, the physical fitness requirements. Even at the low bar, only 9% of young Americans, patriots, who qualify, want to go in anyway. And you know what? I'm surprised it's that high, because if you've got an intelligence test as part of the qualifications, that should eliminate all of them. Who would want to serve under Lloyd Austin or Biden-Fuhrer, much less go to West Point and be turned into something that doesn't even know what duty, honor, and country means? For crying out loud, they got rid of God out of the institution a long time ago. And furthermore, if you haven't heard it, you might as well hear this. There are concerns, and I don't blame them, that the Biden-Fuhrer and those that don't like Christians, they don't want them in the military, they've already said don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out, are also being sent to the front lines, to the various hell holes. If you're white, if you're a Christian, guess who's going to go be the cannon fodder on the front lines? And if you're both of those things, well, heaven help you, because the Army isn't going to. It's as I saw at least one wag point out, it was what got David in trouble for Uriah the Hittite. It's the same kind of thing. And, well, it worked out better for David because he eventually fessed up. I don't think that's going to happen with the Biden-Fuhrer or Lloyd Austin. So on all of these fronts, the point is, understand, if you've got a military-age son or now a daughter and they want to go into the military, if you care about them, try to talk them out of it. Unless, of course, they're already beyond help, in which case they'll fit right in. But don't think for a second that they're going to come out, that they're going to serve their country, that they're going to do anything other than die for something other than the integrity of the border or the concept of truth, justice, or the American way, or, for crying out loud, God-given rights that were once constitutionally protected that are no longer honored. On every front, again, the point is, whether it's Boeing or whether it's the military, if we're paying attention, if we're watching to see what's going on, we cannot miss it. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about some other elements, because, as you know, one of the things that people are being told, you saw it from the Biden-Fuhrer, and the senile old man is really angry speech that we saw here last week, masquerading as a State of the Union message. Russia, 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 kill them dreaded Ruskies. We want to send our boys to go die for somebody else's war while we leave the border unprotected. Well, there are a whole lot of indications that maybe things aren't quite exactly what we've been told on that front either. I'll just go through a couple of them. Did you know, or were you aware, I've seen this for a long time, but it's kind of fascinating to think about. U.S. missile silos, unlike Russian missile silos, are one use only. Evidently, there have been few, if any, once these silos are commissioned, they never get tested. Do they still work? Who knows? U.S. military hasn't literally tested an armed missile carrying a nuclear payload in a long time. Nowadays, it's all about simulation. Whereas the Russians, whether you like them or not, actually think that testing should be part of the equation. And I guess to this extent, maybe the U.S. is, from a military sense, when it comes to emulating things like nuclear deterrence, emulating Boeing. And that takes us to the break. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us. We're killing it.
nothing but the devil's pawn. Whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? I'm a patriot. Color me red, white, and
all right, we are back, folks. The second segment now of the Come Out of Her My People show. I'm your host, Mark Call. And this show is about saying the obvious, but in some cases still unsayable right out loud. I started with the idea that it's Boeing, a once great American aerospace and military manufacturer that is now the poster child for a collapsing empire. And same thing goes for a military that no longer really cares about fighting battles or winning wars. Now, they do care about being forced into World War III, as long as it's got nothing to do with defending the actual United States, mind you. It's about going over and suppressing and causing problems in the rest of the world. Got bases everywhere except where they need to be, like in Florida and Texas now, and in Arizona. And, yes, I realize Posse Comitatus is a real... Well, wait a minute. No, how come Posse Comitatus only applies when it comes to... not defending the United States, but they're happy to use them for drug interdiction and violate Posse Comitatus otherwise. And isn't it funny, folks, how the deep state manages to twist the law to whatever it is that destroys the country the fastest and the mostest? Well, when we went to break, I was talking a little bit about the irony of a country that doesn't defend its own borders, but that is really jonesing for World War III and wanting it to go nuclear. And, of course, we saw that with the senile old man essentially shaking his fist and saying, "You are our enemy, you Republicans, you MAGA types, and Russia, 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 too, because you're our enemy. You must be on Russia's side." You know what? No, it's just that they hate everything associated with America, and they even hate countries that are trying to emulate what America used to be, I guess. So here we are, and as we introduce this segment, I want to just point out a couple of issues that I think are particularly ironic, given that this nation, which wants to go so badly to World War III and make it go nuclear, we actually saw a story this week that I thought was interesting. Putin, in a speech, said that the vampire ball was over, and he came out and said a lot of things that would have been conspiracy theorists, literally a wheelhouse kind of stuff, about vampires and about people sacrificing their children, ultimately to Molech. He was careful in his wording, but that's what it boiled down to. So here is Putin talking about things and saying things that essentially say, oh, this is more than just a World War III attempt. This is a spiritual war, and they know it, even if most Americans are oblivious to it. All right. Well, on that battlefront, there are a whole lot of things people need to be aware of. If you recall the USS Donald Cook incident a few years ago, let's see, what was the date of Arleigh Burke-class guided missile destroyer? It actually had more than one incident. The major one was January of 2016. Where famously, at least among the alternative press, a Russian Su-24 bomber literally buzzed the USS Donald Cook, and from the reports that I've seen, it buzzed it more than once in the Black Sea. And the Donald Cook was immobilized by an EMP weapon. Soldiers and, sailors on the deck looked up and saw the bomber pilot flipping them off as they flew overhead, and essentially pointed out, hey, if we had wanted to kill you, you'd have all been dead by now or swimming in the ocean. So it was a pretty nasty incident. It demonstrated the vulnerability of the military to EMP attack, and it also caused a whole lot of people on the Donald Cook to essentially say, I'm out of here, not re-upping, resigning my commission, or whatever the case may be. Well, in any case, electronic warfare continues to be an Achilles heel of a military that thinks the Biden Fuhrer is the commander-in-chief. And the Russians have demonstrated the ability to do a number of things, like disable GPS functionality over wide swaths. And there was a story today about this one, about some of the smart weapons in Ukraine that had been the victims of this electronic jamming or EW capability, and simply were useless because they rely on GPS for targeting and location information. These same electronic warfare systems have been demonstrated, as we saw in the case of the Donald Cook, and that was 8 years ago now, to disable cell phones and military C3 communications command and control facilities over wide areas as well. And everybody that's had a military background knows that if you can't communicate, you're basically dead. It's just a matter of time. Biggest problem in the West is that these EW systems that Russia has deployed can jam the avionics of modern Western warplanes, some of the fly-by-wire systems. And remember, what fly-by-wire means is that you have electronic systems controlling not just the control surfaces, the ailerons, the rudders, the flaps, and so forth, the engine power settings, and also the weapons firing and all of that. They also, some of these planes are designed to need stability augmentation. In other words, the plane is so twitchy, even more so than a fighter jet was, say, 20 years ago, that if it isn't for the stabilization systems, the augmentation, the plane literally cannot fly. It goes unstable, and as one of the stories said, drops out of the sky like a dead fly. So an EW system that takes out the fighter planes electronically doesn't have to destroy them. They destroy themselves. And there's also things like 3D radar systems where what were once stealth planes are now, because Russia has deployed these new radar systems, they're considered to be the best in the world. They make the stealth planes visible at extended range. So early, in fact, that they are not able to deploy their missiles that are the air-to-surface missiles and so forth, and essentially it renders them virtually useless. You've probably heard about, I hope at least, although not from CNN, hypersonic missiles. These have been demonstrated on the battlefield in Ukraine. Russia has them. A lot of the rest of the world has them, but the United States, ironically, does not. And if they were built by Boeing or American military contractors, they'd probably fall out of the sky anyway. Gee, how's that for confidence? The problem is that the hypersonic missiles can change direction fast. They can avoid Western air defenses. They could, if Putin decided that he'd had enough of the Biden-Führer's pontification, they could wipe out most of whatever it is that they wanted to be wiped out before the West knew what hit them. And again, this is a real problem. That is, if you manage to provoke them into doing what it is that Biden seems to want them to do. Hit us hard, hit us fast, because we are going to keep shaking our fist and doing bad things to you until you've decided you've had enough. And finally, there's this, and this is an interesting strategic issue as well. As you know, there are nuclear tactical weapons, which are battlefield kind of weapons. So far as we know, or have not been told, they have not yet been deployed on the battlefield. We're told that, you know, the only time that nuclear weapons have been used in anger was at Nagasaki and Hiroshima. I kind of suspect that if they were used in Ukraine, that would be hidden from us. But there are other weapons. You'll hear the names. They're called fuel air weapons or hyperbaric weapons. Basically what they do is they produce a conventional or a chemical charge, but they have explosive capabilities that are well up into the many kiloton or even megaton range. So they look like nuclear weapons. They produce the mushroom cloud. They blow the hell out of everything in a huge area, but they are clean to the extent that they do not produce nuclear fallout. So here's an irony. We could have the deployment of what look like nuclear weapons that aren't nuclear. Now, I guess that were they to be used, were Russia to decide that it was an existential threat and they needed to attack NATO with them, or in fact, as we saw, there were U.S. troops that were deployed in Ukraine that they were lying about, that were killed recently in a missile attack there. In other words, if we crossed yet another red line, maybe we would see these weapons deployed, and maybe the Biden-Führer and those that are pulling his puppet strings would try to claim that they were nukes, even if they weren't. The point is, there's a lot of things that Americans need to be aware of you're not hearing about, and one of the things you're not hearing about is that our military has been literally rendered neutered, transgendered, if you will, had its genitalia cut off by the military, by the traitors in command, by those who have depleted its munitions and destroyed its ability to fight wars in the name of making sure that they're all politically correct, so that as they watch the Russian bombers fly overhead and prepare to nuke them into the next universe, they can basically say, well, at least we are up to date on our rainbow flag etiquette. All right. Understand that here is the truth. U.S. has been gutted, has been destroyed. I wish I could say that it wasn't true, but it's not. It is true that, in fact, the U.S. Military Academy at West Point is just the last indication of what was and is already now accomplished. Just like Boeing, the military has been rendered neutered and useless and essentially wasn't doing its job anyway. They call it the Department of Defense. They're not defending the southern border. Who are we kidding? They're bringing in the terrorists. Communist Chinese has more trained troops now in the United States than the Army does, especially at West Point. So understand that this is one of those things that we had really better be paying attention to. Now, I know a lot of folks are saying, wow, wait a minute, what can I do about this? Answer? Well, one of the things you can do is you can avoid sending your kids to be fodder for the next war, because they'll probably send them to die on the battlefields first before we see the nuclear explosions. But I want to make a couple of other points having to do with, for example, the Navy. Some of the things that if you study battlefield tactics at all, and I'm not a military tactician, I don't generally spend a lot of time on it, but I do have enough understanding as a pilot to recognize when things that are being fed to us are bald-faced lies. For example, we were told that, especially in the last war, the nuclear aircraft carrier, and before that the non-nuclear aircraft carriers, were the projection of power on the seas, control of the seas. Now we have carrier groups that includes the carrier itself, the aircraft carrier, and the escort ships and destroyers and other things that are sent to protect it and refuel it and, refuel the planes and other things. They have been rendered sitting ducks by some of the things that we're talking about here. And if you haven't been following the use of drones in the war, and even the Russians have seen, the drones took out some of their Navy here in the last week or more. Anyway, there are a number of reasons why the projection of power is so last world war that people need to be aware of it, even if the military brass, given that they're obeying orders, or at least they claim they are, from a senile commander-in-chief, aren't paying attention to. A drone swarm is now a major threat. Could be dropped from either planes or small boats outside the radar range of the carrier group, and they could attack. And with several millions of dollars worth of drones, they could take out tens of billions of dollars worth of ships and planes and aircraft carriers. In other words, it's a very lopsided battle. This is one of the things that is changing the equations of warfare, and that the United States, by virtue of incompetence and senility and treason, has not kept up on. Here's another way to take out a carrier group, another low-cost attack. Those hypersonic missiles that we talked about, cruise missiles flying just above the oceans that could come in and wipe a multi-billion-dollar aircraft carrier and the multiple thousand sailors and Marines before they knew what hit them, almost. The entire carrier group could be sunk for a tiny fraction of the cost that it would take to build them. And I guess part of the good news is that the Russians have not yet seen fit to make that demonstration. I have suggested, I haven't talked about this a lot on the radio, but I've thought about it privately for years, that if there was to be a seminal event that would trigger just how close we are, a warning maybe, how close we are to the final battle that destroys America once and for all, it would be the sinking of an aircraft carrier or a carrier group. And my suspicion is that may be the next thing we see that really hits home and wakes Americans up. Or worse, it drives them right into the Biden-Fuhrer's camp, because they believe that a wartime president, even if he's senile, even if he was never elected in the first place, at least once we get that nuclear war going, oh, the American people will sit still for anything. We can cancel the election. We can install him right back in there. We can put in a dictator of our choice, or even reveal that the emperor has no clothes. What are they going to do about it? Ha ha. Okay, finally, there is one more way that a carrier group could be taken out. This is one, too, that has been talked about for a long time now. You've probably heard it. I've talked about it, the tsunami bomb that Russia has deployed. There are those of us, and I would be at least in the camp, that is suspicious about what happened in Tonga a couple of years back. Might have been a major test of exactly one of these things. Russia, though, calls them their Poseidon nuclear torpedoes. Some of them are drone torpedoes. They are autonomous. In other words, they can be programmed. They can go find their target. They can sit there offshore. They understand some of the dynamics, hydrodynamics of tidal waves and bottom features in the ocean. The idea is you blow up a 100 megaton or so nuclear warhead under the water, and it sends a tidal wave. perhaps hundreds of feet tall, and it wipes out, say, oh, everything from Boston through New York down to South Carolina, puts it under a mile inland of water. And by the way, probably leaves a radioactive wasteland in its wake. Now, when you put one of those things underneath a carrier group, guess what? Goodbye, carrier group. I guess that's relatively simple. And that takes one of these Poseidon nuclear torpedoes. All right. I mentioned the 155 military millimeter artillery shells and the fact that, those are gone too. And if the intent was ever to defend the United States, which is obviously not, that ain't going to happen. And finally, one other thing that I thought was interesting. This has been a concern for a while. If you followed, because a lot of listeners are no doubt Second Amendment understanders. They support the ability of the American people to keep and bear arms. They might like to shoot recreationally, or at least just stay in practice in terms of self-defense. Well, it turns out that it's getting really hard to buy things like powder, gunpowder. And, of course, it's not really gunpowder. It's smokeless powder that's used in most of the modern shells. People that do reloading at home and so forth are very well aware of what's going on there. But here's another one. The last lead metal refiner in the U.S. has been shut down by what else? The illegal, unconstitutional, fake president. Meaning the U.S. is now unable to make bullets for things like rifles, handguns, machine guns, anything else that they might need for people to defend themselves against the invasion that they're pushing to come on in. And where are they getting it? Well, if you could say Russia and China, you'd be half right. Trouble is, Russia and China have recognized, why would we want to sell lead to a country that's only going to use them against us? They don't even care about defending their own borders. Why would we want to send our boys to die out of the hands of our own lead? So they have also stopped shipping refined lead to the USA. And again, it's just an indication of the level of, I don't even want to say the word incompetence. This is evil. These are people who aren't this stupid, folks. Nobody believes they're this stupid. They seem to be jonesing to start a war, but they seem to be just as intent on making damn sure that America loses it. And that is the real issue here. Finally, I guess one last thing, because I hear this comment all the time from people online. Oh, well, the Russians wouldn't dare start a nuclear war. Although they have civil defense, although they've prepared their people and they believe that they could survive a nuclear war, one thing they know for sure is the United States wouldn't. Is that the kind of thing you want to bet your children's lives on? The fact that if the Biden Führer keeps poking the bear, they won't eventually run out of patience? Again, so much here that I encourage folks to be paying attention to. But let me close with just a couple of other related issues, things that are important to talk about. Florida is the new Texas is one, as you probably have heard. DeSantis has mobilized the Florida State Guard. I mentioned that up front. There's a wave of Haitian immigrants now coming in by sea, being aided and abetted. And finally, there's this, okay? When you put it all together and ask, what is it that's really going on? There was a story, and I'll admit it, I didn't talk about this much, because just to discuss it, it quite frankly infuriates me beyond words. And it happened several days ago. The Daily Mail has covered it. Some of the, most of the alternative press has covered it. But because it was a young black teenager, it was a 15-year-old girl who outweighed her victim by, it looks like, about 50 or 75 pounds. Anyway, two 15-year-olds in the St. Louis, Missouri area, near a high school, where, and the video's online. I would encourage you not to watch the video. I watched it, and having seen it, you can never unsee it. It was one of the most hideous, most angering things I think I've ever seen. This gang of youths, and yes, there was a racial component to it here. The girl that was attacked and damn near killed was white and small. They went up to her and they yelled epithets at her. They called her bitch. The big black girl beat her, then threw her to the pavement, and then, okay, brace yourselves, grabbed her by the shoulders and hair and repeatedly bashed her head into the concrete over and over and over and over again. And you could hear her skull crack on the video. All right? It was grisly. It was inhuman. It was beyond evil. The girl, the victim, her name is Kaylee, and the last name is out, too. There's a GoFundMe site up for her. But suffice it to say that what's been revealed, she has major blood bleeding out of her skull. There's a frontal lobe damage. She probably will never regain consciousness, but if she does, She'll probably be horribly damaged forever. Essentially, this was the murder of a young girl. Missouri Attorney General, to his credit, says the 15-year-old girl who beat the other girl's head into the pavement and literally tried to commit murder in the first degree should be tried as an adult. Fine. But I think there's more to this. And this is the thing that I really wanted to lead up to and end with today. Because you know what, folks? The fact that this is happening, and it's not unique. There was another story. I've got another story here from today, from the Gateway Pundit. 7-year-old boy was brutally attacked on a school bus after being bullied by another older student. Guess what the racial component is here? Has been, two adults were on the bus. They did nothing. They were too woke to stop it from happening. Why does it keep happening? Ask people who aren't paying attention. Answer, because it's been programmed to happen. Because it has been set up and designed to happen. Because this is the kind of crap that's being taught to kids in the cesspools. It's being taught to soldiers and sailors and Marines under the guise of DEI and politically correct history. And AIs are teaching them that all this stuff that's not true. You know, you can't look at the situation and go, wow, is there anything even remotely resembling truth that's being taught anymore? Well, not in public cesspools. So back to the young girl that bashed the hell out of this other kid against the concrete. It was, in fact, prophetic. Let me say it again. This was sad. It was a warning. But, folks, this was symbolic. If you watch that video, and again, don't. You can't help but think this is exactly what's been happening to the once free United States. This is what's been happening to your God-given rights. Your head is being bashed against the pavement. Your kid's head. They want you dead. They want you to eat bugs. They don't want you to reproduce. They want to cut the genitalia off your children. They want to gut them. They want to lobotomize them. And they're doing it. This Missouri incident was absolutely symbolic of precisely what is going on in once free America. So let me close with one other thing. And I had a discussion earlier, and it was pointed out to me that, years ago, when I first started doing radio, one of the things that I told parents, if they cared about their kids, even then, that was before we saw what happened with COVID and with the mask idiocy and the lockdowns, and so many parents took their kids out of school or were forced to and said, hey, little Johnny, if he's out of school, he's learning a lot more. He's better off. Why the hell would I ever put him back in the public cesspools? And a whole lot of homeschoolers became homeschoolers when they realized they cared about their kids. They're better off that way. This 7-year-old boy that was brutally attacked on the bus. This young girl that was near the school there that will never go to school again or anywhere else probably. What is the moral? What is the lesson? Well, you know, you could say, oh, isn't it a shame? Isn't it awful that the schools did this to their kids? Let me go a step further, and I'm going to be kind of brutal here. You got a family that I realize is grieving for their young girl, and I sympathize with them. Why the hell did you leave her in that cesspool? Did you not recognize that this was, in fact, the inevitable conclusion of exactly what everything that's being programmed into these kids was intended to do? Let me say it as kindly as I can, folks. You put your kids on the school bus. You put them in the public cesspools. You send them into these racially charged situations where you know damn well they're not going to learn reading, writing, arithmetic. They're going to be told that the God of the Bible doesn't exist. So it's okay to bash somebody's head into the pavement because they're another color. Or you don't like their sexuality. Or you don't like the fact that they don't like yours. Hell, kill them. This is precisely what this society has been set up to do. Not only is it prophetic, I'll go one step further. The scriptures tell us that we're to be responsible for our children's education. You put them into a cesspool, and then you expect them not to turn into crap? Guess what? You got what you asked for. So I'll say it as kindly as I can. Get them out, get them out, get them out was advice for years ago. If you put your kids into the cesspools, and you expect other than what is going on to happen to your kid, good luck. No, not good luck. You're basically signing them up, putting them in harm's way just as surely as those parents who aborted their kids or sent them off to be sacrificed to Molech in Scripture. You cannot send your kids into a hellhole and then say, I'm really sorry that little Johnny, little Billy, little Kaylee had her brains bashed out because I'm the one that allowed it to happen.
Folks, on every score, we have no excuse if we cannot recognize and say the obvious but unsayable. So much of what's going on is precisely what people have been allowing to happen, yet praying to the fake gods of this world, the fake presidents and the fake militaries, to make happen. And now we're seeing it.
We are way past time to just come out of her and be separate. We need to recognize the level of evil, face up to it, and understand that this is a spiritual battle, and we had better know who we serve. Thanks for being with us, folks. Shabbat shalom, and may Yahuwah bless you and yours.